Russian choreographer Boris Eichmann has decided to investigate the life of this towering composer, and now he invites viewers into the brilliant mind and tumultuous struggles of the unparalleled artist. That is certainly true. This production was originally staged in 1993. It's been a hit around the world for the last 25 years. The narrative soars on a score that features some of the composer's most beloved symphonies and ballets, including what you're hearing, Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, of course. And with me this afternoon is Svetlana Dvorskaya, and from Show One Productions, the organization is presenting this outstanding three-show event. And I want to say welcome to Svetlana.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to have you here. And I know you're no stranger to this studio. Great to have you back. This organization is presenting this outstanding three-show event. And tell me why you are bringing this ballet and this ballet company to Toronto.
Well, it was a long process of making this happen, and we're thrilled that we started to bring this company on a regular basis about 8 years ago.
Right.
Because Eichmann has a long history. They just celebrated 40th anniversary, and out of those 40 years, they've been traveling North America. Mind you, they're traveling the world, but North America at least for 2025, and somehow they couldn't make their way to Toronto. We are extremely happy that we broke that ice 8 years ago with our great partner Sony Center. They shared the vision, and the dancing programming is at that place is fantastic.
It has been a home for dance for several companies
absolutely.
Over the last few years, which
absolutely.
Has just been great.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we've been partnering with them, and it's been a great, great journey.
It's been very much, from what I understand, you've been your pleasure to be this artistic bridge between Toronto and art, generally speaking, from Russia. Is that fair to say?
I'd say so, yes. Yeah. That's how I'm being introduced very often. And that gives me like a great pride to be able to be that bridge.
I think it's wonderful.
It's very, very wonderful. It's just we also do other things,
Sure. Not
just Russia. That's I'm trying to...
Sure. You want to go beyond that calling card.
To say that, but it's definitely an honor, and especially with Eichmann, because Eichmann is from St. Petersburg, and it's the company based in St. Petersburg, and I'm personally from St. Petersburg, so it makes me extremely proud and warms my heart. And it's very hard to be based in St. Petersburg and be so successful in all aspects of things.
Sure.
Because there is a Mariinsky Theater, which is a humongous organization, and Eichmann and many others, but still to compare to Moscow, where everything is you have to be really good and really important to be able to survive.
So tell us about learning about Tchaikovsky through this ballet. What are we going to learn during Pro Act Contra? I gave a little bit of a Coles notes
right,
off the top.
Right,
but, take
right.
us through it a little.
Well, I'm going to take you as much as I can, because I have personally not seen the newest production, because it's been revived in 2016. So it's going to be a great, and I almost did it on purpose, because I can always
You want to enjoy it with the rest of us,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think what's very different about this particular production is there is many works that Boris Eichmann has produced based on Tchaikovsky music.
Uh-huh.
And Tchaikovsky is remaining to be the main composer for the choreography, because for various reasons. But he really decided to look into Tchaikovsky's life.
Mm.
And knowing and actually talking and telling the story about why his life was so tormented and tortured, because not very many people know about this, and not very many people would really think about the composer, or any artist for that matter, having such humongous internal problems.
This is it. We listen to The Nutcracker.
Exactly.
We listen to Swan Lake. We don't
exactly.
think of this as a person in turmoil.
Yeah. Happy music, happy time, happy life, you know, like happy end everywhere. So Eichmann was really trying to figure that out, and it's interesting too, because we think ballet, right? It's we have to read the libretto and understand what's going on stage and come prepared, which is always great. But when you're watching the Eifman productions, it's like a theater. You get the story told so well, as if like you're watching a film or reading a book. So we're gonna learn about how is it possible for the composer to create beautiful things while he's not in a very beautiful place himself.
Dealing with a difficult life, sure. Well, I love that, and I love it's a different type of storytelling, and I think there's all types of ways for us to absorb art in this world and absorb stories. And I think through the power of dance, it can be very specific and very beautiful. So this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Eifman Ballet St. Petersburg presents Tchaikovsky Pro et Contra, 8 p.m. start times, sonycenter.ca for info. And Svetlana, what a pleasure and wonderful to meet you. And so I'm so glad you were able to make it down this afternoon.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine. It's great here.
Here is Tchaikovsky music on a Monday, remembering that this great ballet arriving later this week. You're listening to the New Classical FM.